An Islamic center in Redmond says its doors will stay open despite a recent scare. Police and FBI are investigating a threat against the mosque that came just hours after the Orlando shooting. KUOW's race and culture reporter Liz Jones has more.
The Muslim Association of Puget Sound houses a mosque, community programs, and a middle school. The day after the threat, only about half the students showed up here. Aisha Jalani is school director.
I'm sure there's a lot of anxiety, but I think after today, we'll get our regular attendance.
Redmond police say they received an anonymous call Sunday night. The individual did not make the threat, but passed on information. It's still unclear what the threat is, but the FBI is assisting with the investigation. Mahmoud Kadir is president of the center. Speaking with media, he condemned the Orlando shooting and said the gunman does not represent the Muslim community.
The ideology of the terrorist and the terrorist groups like ISIS is ignorant, wrong, destructive, twisted, sinful, murderous, and has absolutely no place whatsoever in Islam.
Kadir says the mosque has added extra security and events are going ahead as scheduled. This is the first threat against this mosque, but others in the area have been targeted in recent years. Aliyah Kayani is a member of the Redmond Mosque and runs a program here. She says fear will not keep her family away.
It's part of our life, so staying at home or at being scared, it's not going to help, and we feel very safe.
In Redmond, I'm Liz Jones, KUOW News.